This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, here we are Monday morning, 9:09. Beautiful day. Day two of hurricane season, all quiet so far. Of course, it's still plenty early to say that. Chet Chasson joins us now, Executive Director of the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, Port Fouchon. How you doing, Chet?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Thank you for having me today.
I'm going to say this right off because everybody's going to be wondering, and that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're not going to hear anything we say, so you are not related to Archie Chasson, and you spell your name differently, don't you?
That is 100% correct.
So let's talk about that. Why the different spelling?
Why the different spelling? So,
because you're Chiasson.
Yes.
Archie is Chiasson. Tell me what's going on.
Yes. So the original spelling, and he's gonna he's gonna laugh if he's listening to this. Mm-hmm. The original spelling is the way I spell my name, mm-hmm. not the way he spells his name, and we have a little battle about that every day because he's a friend mm-hmm. Here in Lafourche Parish, but. That he actually took a trip to Nova Scotia mm-hmm. last year mm-hmm. and saw it spelled out on the plaque of all the, you know, Acadian Cajun names. And it is spelled Chiasson over there as well. And the spelling is just like a number of different Acadian or Cajun names in this area. There were, you know, different spellings, be it at church or because of the people that were writing birth certificates or things like that.
So your testimony is that Archie Chasson doesn't know how to spell his own last name. That's what you're saying, Counselor? Is that your testimony?
That is correct. That is my testimony. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
Let's talk about Port Fouchon because, and let's look, we're talking about the Wisner Trust, and let me start here. Not that it's got a lot to do with what we're going to talk about with all of the above sure. energy strategy, which, by the way, I am all for, Chet, because it seems like it doesn't have to be either or. Let's monetize whatever we can, right? That to
right.
me makes a bit of sense. But let's talk about Port Fouchon, Wisner Trust, who owns it, because I'm confused about all of this.
Okay, so let me just say this, that there are a couple of different landowners in the Port Fouchon footprint, mm-hmm. Including the Port Commission, obviously. And as well as ConocoPhillips and Wisner, mm-hmm. the Wisner Land Trust. So there are portions of the footprint of Port Fouchon that there's a section that is wholly owned by the Wisner Trust, as well as another section in our northern expansion that is 50% ownership of Wisner and 50% ownership with the Port Commission, and then there's other land that, like I said, that ConocoPhillips owns. They have a smaller mm-hmm. area of the port. But so it is. There are sometimes you hear some reports about Wisner Trust owning Port Fouchon, and that's mm-hmm. technically not correct. There are a couple of different, you know, three different owners in the footprint of the port itself.
So Port Fourchon is not a municipality or a an area of a township or anything like that. It is just a facility. Is that accurate?
That is correct. It's a number of facilities with land either owned or managed by the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, which is a political subdivision of the state of Louisiana that is completely autonomous. But it was created by the state legislature back in 1960. So this year is our 65-year anniversary at the port and the Port Commission. And, you know, we exercise our, you know, business and work for, you know, bringing investment, job creation and growth and facilitating growth in Port Fourchon and the South Lafourche Airport in Galliano. But our jurisdiction is the 10th ward of Lafourche Parish, which is basically the Intracoastal Canal in La Rose, Louisiana, south to the Gulf of America.
So before we get to the importance of Port Fourchon, I'm looking at you guys right up against the water here on the map. How concerned are you that there will not be a Port Fourchon in the future?
So there has been a ton of investment by the state of Louisiana, by the Port Commission, by some federal dollars to restore marsh around in and around the port area, as well as do some protection work with breakwaters right off the coast of the Caminata Headland, which is right in front of the port and goes all the way towards Elma's Island, towards Grand Isle. That is the headland. Some work on West Bell Pass, which is the west side of our main channel in and out of the port. So there's been, a considerable amount of investment there. You have to remember, there's a lot of dredging that takes place in ports, and we use every speck of sand beneficially to either build developable properties for the port or marsh creation in and around the port area for protection and sustainability. So when it comes to the port, we believe that Port Fourchon is going to be sustainable for years to come. And, you know, we've worked with federal delegation, state delegation, local delegation, private industry to become a more resilient facility. And for us, it's all about holistic resiliency. How can we have a balanced approach between the environment, the economy, and job creation and energy, right? So, you know, we have the elevated LA1 project that's under construction now that gives us a more resilient access to the port. Our facilities in the port, our tenants and the Port Commission itself has built facilities elevated to withstand the proper FEMA flood levels, the proper wind loads. So we're a very resilient facility. And you can just look back to Hurricane Ida, right? National Weather Service will tell you it was a Category 4 storm. I will tell you all day long it was a Cat 5 storm in Port Fourchon, where we had 173-mile-per-hour straight-line winds. We were back up and running. Within 5 days, there was at least one port facility on the waterfront that was able to load vessels. And within 9 days, every waterfront facility was able to load vessels.
Did you
write
it out?
I think that's resilient to me.
You damn right. Did you write it out there, Chet, or not?
We wrote it out at our admin office, where I'm sitting right now, speaking to you, in Cutoff, just north of the South Fourchon High School. And we're inside the levee system, right? We know what levees are here in South Louisiana. We're inside of our South Fourchon levee system, which has held for every event since Hurricane Juan. That was the last time this community flooded, was Hurricane Juan.
That had to be something to see when that something gun came in roaring on. I'm telling you, man.
That it was. And this building that I'm sitting in now in my office was the first roof to fly off. Okay, so yeah. It was not fun. I don't ever want to see that size storm again for us or anyone else. But at the same time, we're ready to meet whatever challenge comes our way.
So let's talk about the importance of the nation that Port Fourchon has, because, again, I think it's one of those things where people know of it in the state. few people have been there, and few people really know how important you guys are.
Yeah, look, Port Fouchon is the service base for 100% of the deep water assets in the Gulf of America. Okay.
Say that again.
And so we, our port, our customers, the tenants of Port Fouchon, the service companies for offshore energy, serve out of our port 100% of the deep water assets in the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
U.S. Gulf.
Wow.
So that, what that does, along with our services to the Louisiana Offshore Oil Port, or LOOP, Port Fouchon and its tenants play some role in about 16 to 18% of the nation's oil supply. Mm.
Big difference if it's not there, and that's why it's so important after a storm you guys get up to running again, right?
That is correct. And look, we work very closely with those landowners that we talked about earlier. We revenue share with those landowners, so we do a lot of the initial investment into the port, you know, dredging channels, building the land, building waterfront. Then we lease out our facilities, our land and bulkheads to our customers, who are the service companies for the offshore energy industry. So it's a really good partnership amongst landowners, tenants, to be able to have the, you know, 8,000 direct jobs in the home of Thibodeau MSA and 11,000 statewide jobs, and the numerous that are jobs that are impacted by the activities of that port.
So let me ask you this, Chet, and we're going to get into offshore wind and everything else, but mm-hmm. as the executive director of the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, Port Fouchon, what is your average week like? What do you spend most of your time doing?
It's, man, it could be anything. So I spend a lot of time, especially during session, state legislative session, working with all of the different state agencies, from CPRA to DOTD to you name it, right? And I work with the state legislature. We're always monitoring what's going on there when it comes to legislation that might impact ports, or we may need some legislation passed for ports, for the Port Commission itself, just to be able to move things along. So I'm always paying attention to what's going on in the legislature. I spend several days a year in Washington, D.C., you know, working with our congressional delegation, meeting with the Corps of Engineers, sometimes the FAA, sometimes the Coast Guard, and things like that. You know, we have 45 employees, amazing employees that work for the Port Commission directly. Most of those are, 23 of them are harbor police. We have another 9 that are maintenance workers. So most of our people are boots on the ground, making sure things are safe and operational on a daily basis. The rest of us are admin staff. and doing, you know, all the administrative things that we do. Spend a lot of time working with, you know, we have the only elected port commission in the state of Louisiana for port commission's sake. The Louisiana's Gateway Port or Plaquemines Port also has an elected port commission, but it's the parish council that is also the port commission. Our board is elected, 9-member elected board, and that really works well for us here in our community.
I want to ask you about this LNG facility, because I live in Belchase, and I live in Plaquemines, and I see the extent of it and the size of it. As I say, Chet, when you see somebody, a construction site with a parking lot Z and double A and double B and double C, you know that's a big project, right?
Correct.
Is the one that they're going to build in Port Fouchon as large as the one in Plaquemines Parish, the LNG facility?
It is not. It will not be that size. The one in Fouchon will be max 25 million ton per annum, which I believe is maybe half or two-thirds of the one that's in Plaquemines. Mm-hmm. So a little smaller scale, but still large enough, because we're looking at a potential of upwards of $20 billion investment here, which is, you know, would be the single largest project investment that would ever been made in Lafourche Parish in general.
Have you been to the plant?
So that's a big deal for us.
Have you been to the one in Plaquemines?
I have not been to the one in Plaquemines, but I need to go and see it for sure.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be driving. You're going to be saying, well, it's got to be coming up soon. It's got to be coming up soon. I hope it didn't pass. Holy moly, look at that. That's what's going to happen.
It's amazing.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about the business of wind and offshore and oil and how they don't have to compete against each other, and maybe Port Fouchon being a hub for wind farm fabrication, assembly, and repair, and how that's not against oil and gas, and how it complements what Port Fouchon does and means more jobs, more money, because that's what we're trying to do, right? We're talking to Chet Chasson, Executive Director of the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, Port Fouchon. I'd love to come down there one time, Chet, and take a ride with you, a helicopter ride, and see everything that goes on, because I bet I could learn a lot. Back in a flash, WWL. 9:29, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Chet Chasson, Executive Director of the Greater Port Lafourche Port Commission in Port Fouchon. We've already learned that Port Fouchon services 100% of the assets of Deepwater Gulf Exploration. Also that Parish President Archie Chasson doesn't know how to spell his own last name. All right, let's talk about, seriously, about wind and oil coexisting, monetizing both, and how one doesn't have to be at the expense of the other.
Absolutely. So, you know, the 4 years prior to this one, we kept talking about, on all of the above, what I like to say, energy addition, not transition mindset. And we're still in that mindset. If something's going to happen in an offshore setting, it'll probably happen, at least in the Gulf, it'll probably happen being serviced out of Port Fouchon, more than likely. And look, when it comes to offshore energy, our tenants in this industry know how to do it. And it's these folks, vessel operators and the like, that have been working with the wind fields in the Northeast and the North Atlantic and helping those get installed. In fact, the last time I looked, if I'm remembering right, 14 companies from Louisiana helped build the first wind farm off of Black Island, off of Rhode Island. If it happens in an offshore setting, because of the history we have in this area, in particular in Louisiana, in servicing the offshore oil and gas industry, whatever offshore energy may be, that whole the capabilities of all of these businesses here can still do it no matter what type of energy it is.
So how is it being received there? Because, you know, I get a lot of people text in, and again, I've never been to Port Fouchon, have never been involved in the business. Some of them that they say they are in oil and gas that fear that wind is going to put them out of business. But I think what they don't realize is wind is never going to take the place of oil, and oil's not going anywhere. Thoughts, Chet?
That's correct. First off, yes, you need to come down to Port Fouchon. I'll give you a tour.
Yeah, I
think you'll find it very enlightening.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to come down. We're always open for that. But when it comes to you know, energy in general, we need more of it in this country, around the world. I mean, you look at some of the announcements that have taken place about AI and these huge data centers, the AI industry is going to need more power than we can possibly imagine. So the more power we can generate, the better it will be for our country and for the world. So we're going to need all of it. We need oil and gas. We need petroleum products, right? We have not figured out how to live our lives without our daily lives without petroleum products. So let's understand that, and let's move to continue to provide that energy that we need, as well as any other energy that we can you know, be a part of. And it means good business for our communities. It means more jobs. It means a better economy and better energy security.
It can be, though, Chet, politically charged. And while you or maybe a member of the Louisiana delegation is just looking at jobs and future development, some people get caught up in the politics of it and say, no this, no that. I don't know what's going on in Washington now with funding for any of these ventures. Mm-hmm. Has that affected Port Fouchon? Or do you see that in the next year, two, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I think it has affected projects that were slated to take place. There was one in state waters with a company called Diamond Offshore Wind that was supposed to do a small scale wind field in state waters right off of Port Fouchon, and that project has pretty much been scrapped. And then on the federal side, RWE had a project. And it's still a project. They still have the lease, but it's not moving right now. We'll see what happens, right? It's mm-hmm. I think time will tell. I can say this: it is much more expensive. It's a much more expensive energy proposition, especially when it comes to offshore wind. It's the molecule to be created is much more expensive to create that amount of energy, not molecule, but that source, that amount of energy that it can create is much more expensive, okay, when it comes to offshore wind. So that's part of the issue. I think the bigger issue is
Joel,
that
is what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, yes, okay. Correct. But that, thank you. That, you know, we need more energy. So when we have fairly affordable energy here in the state of Louisiana, if you look at it across the country, state of Louisiana has some of the cheapest electricity to the homes and to businesses around. So when you look at the prospect of providing energy at a much higher cost, and then that gets passed on to the consumers, that's where the issues come in. Mm-hmm. So do we need more oil for production? Yes, we do. Do we need more energy as a whole? Yes, we do. So it's going to be, you know, oil production, it's going to be natural gas. Nuclear is starting to be talked about heavily now, but, you know, some wind and some solar is going to be part of the energy game.
Yeah, I find interesting, Chet, because you call it energy addition, not a transition. What happens Correct. With Port Fouchon 5 years, and that's what you get paid for. You don't get paid for thinking about tomorrow. You get paid for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. Right. If there is not the energy addition with Port Fouchon, what happens? Is it
so
an existential thing?
I think we're still... I would say that we're still going to be where we are, and we're still going to be growing. We have an aggressive plan to deepen the port to 50 feet, so we can do deep water rig repair, refurbishment, project cargo, decommissioning or recommissioning of offshore assets, and some fabrication, and as well as the liquefied natural gas plant. So even if we don't have offshore wind or another source of energy, Fouchon is still going to be strong, and we're still going to be, you know, the place for servicing offshore energy. Mm-hmm. But you know, more energy is better. So whatever we can play a role in, we're happy to do so.
And you got the service industry for it already, right? I mean, like you're talking
Absolutely.
About in the Northeast where the windmills are put up and so forth, the service?
That is correct.
The same that vessels that, let me put it this way, same vessels that service offshore oil and gas can service offshore alternative energies. Accurate?
That is correct. And in fact, at Bollinger Shipyard in Port Fourchon, they have done some retrofitting of vessels for some vessel operators, you know, turning those former offshore supply vessels for oil and gas to offshore supply vessels for wind fields.
Very interesting conversation. Chad, anything you wanted to add?
Thank you very much for having us.
Wait, let me ask this question. Anything I should have asked you or could have asked you that you're going to say later?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. We really appreciate it. You know, I don't want to. I can say this when it comes to landowners and all of that. You know, we work very closely with them and have a really good relationship, and happy to continue the relationship that we've been.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Chad Chasson, Executive Director of the Greater Lafourche Port Commission. Port Fourchon, he calls it an energy addition, not, what was the other word? Energy addition, not replacement. Anyway, I don't have it in front of me, but I think he's right. Energy addition, not a transition, which makes sense. We're going to talk about Zion Williamson and this ugliness when we come back. 9:38, time for traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.